God with form and God without form. In subtle worlds, there the astral beings can exist both with and without the subtle bodies. If they want, they can appear with a subtle body, and when they don't want, they can discard it as well. Some mystics said that they had seen their God, and some other times, some other narration also says about the hearing of mere God's voice without God's form. This means, gods can remain without a subtle body and can speak as well. In other words, these gods are not omnipresent gods, but they have the power to create any form or subtle body, including human shape. Unfortunately, this simple technology of the subtle world caused bloodshed in this physical world. People even fought thousands of years only for this silly one difference, that is, God is without form and God is with form. In the same way, all other religious differences, really, are very silly, but ignorantly became the sources of terrible wars. Please be aware of that ancient sorcery system, which has been playing a never-ending bloody game with the ignorant people by misusing the religion for that. People cannot get any peace of any kind until the end of humankind if we go with those sorcery strategies. Claiming a true religion. If I want to claim that my religion only is right, then, I should prove that claim. My claim can be acceptable only if my idea makes better peace and happiness to the whole mankind, but less than that my claim is futile. Unfortunately, every religion claims of its perfection, but practically, it did only human separation, hatred, and bloodshed. Once the idea of a framework or a separate body is given to religions or sects, then and there the main aims of the religions blow off. This is because the eternal truth and love, the backbone of any religion, are forced to live within the limits of these religions and sects. Look there, different religious scholars are raising their hands to a question: which religion is perfect in this world? Every scholar from all different religions and sects is ready with his religious text to prove that as well. Finally, the questioner asked one more question, whether they agreed with the idea that all the religions were perfect. To this question, everybody answered no. Now, the questioner warned them, "You are not the advocates of religions because you kill the same Creator God and those of His basic commandments, truth, love, and morality, by hating one another. The secret planning of that ancient sorcery system is to destroy God concept from the world and establish devil's concept instead. For this, they have so many methods, but the very important one among them is religious hatred and fanaticism. Now, the science of concept is in the subtle world. Human mind world works differently. There, if more people denounce a good deed, then the power of that good deed goes down, and instead, the effect of bad deed erupts. In the same way, religions, while hating and fighting one another, there, 90% of God concept is denounced, killed, and only 10% of God concept is appreciated. This shows the religious world has been killing God concept by a net 80% all the time. The ancient sorcery system succeeded in creating this horrible feeling of fanaticism, by making human beings stick to the strong idea belief. A small boy demands another boy to come to his house because he claims the sun shines always brighter above his house than latter's house. In the same way, religious scholars claim people of other faiths to convert to their religion. They claim all other religious words are outdated and worthless. This will lead only to end the human life in this world before its natural end. Everybody says that the religion is for peace, but it never happened. Now, the only option left is to decide whether we want fanatic religions, Or should we gather together to glorify the world peace, which is commanded in every religion, as the main function, for humans' happy life? If we can stay strongly in the main portion of religion, that is the universal truth, love, and morality, then, the ever-wished dream of a permanent peace to this violent world will come true. Religious conversion. Every religion claims that it is a perfect religion, and also it is trying to convert the people of other faiths to it. If the religions are claiming that others are imperfect religions, then, one important question arises, and it is, why didn't God cause a soul to take birth in that claimed perfect religion? Why did God permit most of his children to get birth also in those imperfect religions? This destroys the impartial stand of Creator God. Can you agree with this theory of biased God? If you don't agree, then you can't claim your religion alone is superior. Since the water level of greatness is the same in both sides, you also can't convert any people from other faith to yours as well. The Creator God concept was discovered by human race only before a few thousands of years. Until then, the people used only different positive powers or gods for their worships in this world. Why Creator God did not give his perfect religions to those millions of human beings earlier? Is he meant all of those earlier people only for hell? Please stop all such silly arguments and concentrate on the real religion lies within every religion. That real religion is the practical life of universal truth, love, and morality. If anybody tries to develop this and also tries to develop among others, then, he or she becomes the God's perfect religious missionary. If you pray 1,000 times in a day, physically that may improve your health, but it won't improve your heart. The concept of the God is the Lord of heart, and you can't make him a sword of Satan. Animal sacrifice. If God is cruel, no doubt, he will be very satisfied with the animal sacrifice, and if God is love, no doubt, he will not be satisfied with the animal sacrifice at all. We know that animal sacrifices are common in local sorceries. So, I can't agree, in any way, with animal sacrifice for God concept. Again, we know rituals are based on mythologies, and nobody can question a story, and the logic never works in the belief stories as well. The term sacrifice is the symbol of the human great deeds. Sometimes one may sacrifice one's whole life for poor or for a noble cause, and thus, the word itself is the symbol of great love. Unfortunately, this symbol of love, the sacrifice, has got another symbol, which has no connection with the love, but that is connected with animal killing. God is always the universal truth, love, and morality, and so, there cannot be any brutality. Eternal God and religion. Eternal means without the end or without the framework, but religions speak about the gods with individualities, and the religions with boundaries. So, these cannot be considered the eternal concepts. If anybody speaks about eternal principle, then, it means that there is no limit of any kind, which includes the framework of any type of individuality as well. In fact, gods are narrated as king-like individuals and their religions as kingdoms. Besides, the religions have been fighting bloody wars, one another, for their religious kingdom supremacy. We know that universal truth is eternal and selfless love is also eternal. We also know that any God without these qualities cannot be called God at all, because we depend on God for good qualities, and we point at Satan for showing evil qualities. So, in reality, God and religion are nothing but these basic divine qualities, irrespective of name, form, nature of heaven, gender, and different beliefs. We really need these great gods and religions in this world. Unfortunately, though they say God is truth and God is love, they go after belief-based ritual religions, which are not eternal religions, but they are internal religions within the belief boundaries. Within the belief boundaries of any religion, if anybody tries for great broad-minded words, it will be washed away by their own boundaries of religions. This is because boundaries never allow anything to become broad. A great soul is one who cares not any boundaries, but cares only the essence of the religion and God. Religious scholars claim they are explaining their religious book logically and scientifically, but when we ask, could they do logically the whole book, then, they say that it would not possible because their religion's foundations were made up of beliefs. Once the foundation is the belief, then, there is no question of any logic of any kind. This means that the logic cannot be used anywhere within the religion if belief is kept at the base of that religion. Now, we clearly get the purpose of performances of religious scholars on the stages, with the claim of logical discussions, is for undermining other religions, and also for converting people from other faiths. Save the religion by saving its essence. Then only the future generation will be saved. Otherwise, by these belief religions' fanatic beliefs, it will be devoured totally. Protection of religion. Nobody can protect any religion in this world because religion is not an object. Besides, God and religion are not anybody's properties. Again, most of the people say that the God is Almighty, so it is blasphemy to speak about saving God's religion. Unfortunately, people think the religion only as those rituals and textbooks, and this is the real cause of all satanic bloodshed in the name of God and religion in this world. If the people start chanting only one line of every religion, that is, God is love, God is truth, and God is purity, then everything is done, and we get a great peace out of our God and religion. Otherwise, people will suffer until the last man in this world with an all-loving God's religious book in his hands.